Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives. Welcome back to the Empire Building Podcast. You have Seychelle here with my freaking awesome co-hosts. I'm so happy to be with you today. I've got Tiffany and Sarah with me, and I just love it when we get to record together.
Me too.
It is
so awesome.
Going to be great. And today we are, you know, we always say we're going to bring you how to build a big business and an even bigger life. And today's episode, we are going to be digging deep into the bigger life portion of that. Before we were recording and how this whole episode came about was I was telling them a story. So when I was brand new in like entrepreneurship, you know, I have been raised by an accountant and a teacher, and, you know, we're a rule following family, and, you know, like you get on the right path and then you just keep walking on the right path. And got into real estate, and I was sitting in a class, and I don't know what class it was, but Jean Rivers was the teacher. And in an offhanded comment, or maybe it was a story he was telling, he mentioned that he takes his high school kids who are in a regular school, in a private school, and every year, once a month, they go to Canada and ski for an entire month together as a family. And that blew my mind, that you could pull your kids out of school for a month. Because I, at that point, my kids were starting to get close to school age, and we were doing month-long trips. That was a big part of why we got into real estate. We wanted to travel. And I was on the precipice of all of that going away for our family, because you put your kids in school, they go to school, and that's what happens. And you don't pull them out for a month. And him telling that story literally changed my perspective on what is possible in life. And, you know, it was a couple years later, we decided to actually de-enroll my kids from school for an entire year to go on this long year trip dream that we had that we didn't think was possible. And I took Jean Rivers to dinner to tell him about what we were going to do, and the fact that that one comment that he made in that class like changed the trajectory of my family. And so we were talking about the fact that there are so many things that you don't do because you just don't think you could, or you don't allow yourself to even think about it because it's not normal. But what if we started talking about the not normal things that we've been able to do? Because I didn't go do exactly what Jean Rivers did. He just opened my mind to what could be possible. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to tell you stories.
I love it.
And the whole purpose of the stories isn't to like be bragging about the big life that we lead. It's to inspire you and realize that like all of us have had those moments. And I'm so grateful for Jean Rivers, because Tiffany, you've inspired me so much to live a bigger life and given me permission through the way you live. And then also the questions you ask me and or what you pick up on. Like, I didn't know that it started with Jean Rivers, like sharing with you and inspiring you to think outside the box. And the first part for me that really led to this was actually the joy exercise that we did. And we've done a podcast episode about this, but the joy exercise that we did with our circle. And it was all about what are the things that bring us joy and how can we do more of them? And it was really eye-opening to me, that exercise, because I'm the sort of responsible, like do things because we're supposed to type of person. And I had never even thought like, wait a second, I can do the things that bring me joy, like more of. It was like mind-boggling. Like, wait a second, I don't have to be stuck in the office from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Like, I can live a joy-filled life. And one of the first thing that I did that my circle gave me permission to do was to travel with not just my immediate family, but my extended family. because I get so much joy of watching my kids with their cousins. And we have something very unique about our family. So I am married to a Black Nigerian man, and we have three beautiful white and Black kids. I don't even say mixed because they're both of us. And my siblings also married. My sister married a guy from Mali, and my brother married a Black American. And so our kids have in common that they're not just one race. And seeing them with their cousins who look just like them and having fun, and it just brought me so much joy. And that day I made the decision that we're going to go on 4 trips a year. We call it the Party of 17 because there's 17 of us. And we're going to go on 4 amazing trips to where we spend quality time together as a family. And that is a big part of my big life, is those trips. And we just scheduled Hawaii. I'm super excited. We've never all 17 gone to Hawaii.
I love Hawaii.
But giving ourselves permission to live that big life. And that was a big one for me.
Our circle has been so permission giving, I think, for so many of us, where we all showed up as like really, you know, bad A business people. And we discovered actually our joy was not just in the business aspect, but really who we were becoming in the process. And, you know, I think about, for us, I always had the mindset of like, you work and work and work and work and work until one day you deserve to take the time off. And so for, you know, over 10, 15 years, we were working and working and working, taking very little time for ourselves. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting around with these really killer business people that are profitable and joy-filled and interesting and rounded, or we are rounding each other, if you will. And I started realizing like, oh my gosh, like, A, like we've always wanted to, you know, have a happy place up in Michigan. And so, you know, when we sold one of our rental properties to one of our team members and we couldn't find something here, because that was the responsible thing to do, was to buy another rental property. We were able to 1031 exchange that directly into a paid off property in Michigan that we have now spent every single summer for the last 5 summers at, that we work from, like for 60 to 90 days
a
year.
Has it been 5 summers?
Yes. It's been 5 summers.
Wow.
Is that crazy? And before that, I had taken 5 days away from the business at a time. That was it. Like, I didn't even know it was possible. Like, Quinn had a semester one time during COVID that she did at a Montessori school up in Northern Michigan. Like, she literally enrolled in school up there for a semester. I didn't even know it was possible. But I think the other thing too, this may sound kind of like silly, but something else, this is like the Tiffany show for a minute, but I think you've really pushed us to think and ask different questions, which is why I want to amplify you. You know, something you and I were talking about was like, we both have like a really creative bend. Like, my high school graduating gift was a sewing machine. Like, I love to create. I love to like tactically put my hands and brain to work creatively. And you and I were talking and I was like, oh, well, when I retire, I'll learn to knit. Oh, when I retire, I'll learn to garden. Oh, when I'll retire, I'll do this. And Tiffany was like, why don't you just do it now? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't have the time. And she's like, well, why don't I teach you one time on one of our retreats and we'll sit and learn to knit together? Like, why are we waiting until then to go do it? Why don't we start with these little things now? And so, like, I've now gone on this whole mission because of your permission giving, even just to start the hobbies that I want to have and keep doing when I'm 80 in my late 30s and 40s. Like, I've started those now. And so I have like this whole long list now that used to take me forever to create. I have this whole long list that I am like thrilled and excited to be learning because we're going to do it now, instead of waiting until then. So it's been awesome.
One of the things that I talk about a lot, and it's what Jean Rivers inspired us to do, was that joy exercise was something that Joshua and I used to do every year and say, what if we didn't believe anything was impossible, what would we want to do? And not like for work, like just what would we do this year if we didn't believe anything was impossible? And we went to Turks and Caicos. We took our boys to the beach between Christmas and New Year, and we were having our meeting, and we said, man, you know, my oldest is about to go into 4th grade. And for some reason, I felt like 4th grade was when school got real serious. I don't know. And it just feels like I would love for us to travel for an entire year. We've made a choice to live away from family. It's like kind of the opposite of Sarah. Sarah lives with all of her family. We live states away, 16 hours driving away from our family. Wouldn't it be awesome to live close to family? Maybe not forever, but maybe for a short period of time. Wouldn't that be great? And then we had this dream. Joshua and I spent our honeymoon doing job interviews in New York City because we wanted to move to New York City so badly that and our only money to go to New York City was a honeymoon. And so we spent it trying to be responsible and getting jobs in New York City so that we could move. And so, oh, wouldn't it be so nice to spend a long enough period of time in New York that we know what that was really like? And then our oldest is also adopted and was born in Taiwan. And so we said, wouldn't it be so great to be the odd people and he be the one that fits in to everything that we're around? And wouldn't it be great for him to meet his birth mother and do all these things? And so we made this big, long list and we said, gosh, those would all be awesome if we could do like 3 months and 3 months and 3 months. But school's getting serious. Even if I take Gene Rivers' story, he didn't take his kids out of school for 3 months. That's insane. And we like slept on it, prayed about it, came back and said, okay, there's only one way that this could happen. And it would look like a year. Let's pull him out of school, the last year of school, that even if like they can catch up, even if we really stink at this homeschooling thing, because I never thought that was a thing that would work either, let's just do it. We'll live in Texas. We'll live in New York City. We'll live in Taiwan. And how are we going to do our business? I don't know, but this is our last chance. So let's just try to figure it out. And we did it. We pulled our kids out of school. Like everybody got to live, got a taste of their dream. And it changed a lot of how we live our life because of that experience. But it was really interesting timing too, because we went before all of you, basically, and learned how to work virtually, which was a gift we got to give back to everybody. We pulled our kids out of school in August of 2019. We were in New York City from 2019 to November 2019. We basically left just before COVID got serious in New York, went to small town Texas, and then we went to Taiwan. And then the rest of y'all went virtual with no notice. And we were able to help a little bit with, oh, we've already figured some of this stuff out. So y'all come along with us. It was impossible 8 ways, but we just kept saying, what if it wasn't? What? How could it be possible? How could it work?
As a leader, it can be lonely. You're ready to grow and you realize you need the right community to get you there. With Empire Circle, you'll be surrounded by driven, adventurous women who want more in business and in life. You'll get real-time feedback, personalized guidance, and honest advice from seasoned leaders who have built businesses and net worths in the hundreds of millions, all while living their big lives. If this sounds like the fuel you need to level up your business and your life, Empire Circle is absolutely for you. You can get more information at herbestlife.com by clicking on Empire Circle. Come and let's build your empire together.
I'm tearing up hearing, and I know this story very well. I lived it with Tiffany, and it's so inspiring. Like, you guys can do, our listeners, I want you to hear these stories because you can do the things that bring you joy. You can do the things that you want to do. There is a way. You just have to ask how. Like, how can I do it? One of my big things was I was turning 40 and I had lost almost 100 pounds. I felt amazing. It was the best I ever looked and felt in my entire life. And I was surrounded by remarkable friends that all lived lives, not all, but majority lived lives away from me, meaning like in other parts of the country. And I was like, wouldn't it be amazing to go on a trip for my birthday with all of my friends, their spouses, and I set it up to where they don't have to do anything other than show up. And because my friends, like, I'm going to get emotional, but my friends are my co-hosts here, are part of this group. Literally, they wake up every day and they serve everybody else. They teach, they train, they're leading, they are serving everybody all the time. And I was like, I want to be a princess and I want to be served for my 40th birthday and I want my friends to experience the same thing. And so I flew 3 different groups of friends to Mexico. We got a house with a cook. with a housekeeper that was right on the beach with a pool. We did a boat day, and we literally had food in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico on baskets that float. The best food ever. Okay, brought to us. I mean, it was a dream. And we did it. And it was the best week of my life. Was that trip, being surrounded by people that love me, support me, that were there with me through the journey of weight loss. I wore like the stringiest bikinis and danced like
we danced on tables. We danced on tables.
Yes. Like nothing I would ever post, like this very secret. Okay, but it was like I felt safe, and they felt safe and amazing, and it was just this amazing trip and a gift to all of us, really. And I said yes. Like so many people, I think, wait till you're retired to go do the things that you want to do. And that is now like the top week of my life was that trip. And I said yes. And my husband did ask me multiple times, do you want to know how much everything? And I said, I don't want. And I know that I worked really hard to get to the point of saying, I don't need to know. Okay. And it wasn't about that. It wasn't about the money. It was about the experience that I knew I would remember forever. And I do. And we need to do it again. So
we do. was so good.
But I said yes to the thing I wanted to do. And it was a dream. And what is your dream, listeners? Like, what are some things on your list? I want to encourage you to write them down and figure out when you can say yes to it.
Yeah, because we're telling you these stories and you're having things pop up in your head. And it probably sounds like, yeah, but this would never happen. Or yeah, but, and pay attention to those things. What's coming up in your head when you're hearing us talk? Because you have things you want to do. And they may not be giant. Let's talk about, you know, a lot of our listeners are in real estate. Here's an impossible thing that is very simple. Taking a day off.
Yes.
It feels impossible. I felt like this was impossible. I could never not return a leads call. I could never not be available to show clients when they want to see it. Like, I just could not imagine a world in which you could actually take a legitimate day off every week. Not every once in a while, but every week. And there are realtors who take Sunday off. Guys, legitimately Sunday. I heard this from an experienced agent, and I do it now. I put in my contracts that any offers submitted after Friday at 7 p.m. will be reviewed the next business day.
We do too.
You can do that. Like, did you know that? I didn't when I started.
And you could choose to review it early if you want. Like, it doesn't mean you don't have to, like, if you decide to look at it on a Saturday, that's your choice. But setting expectations is so crucial with that, right? It gives you the option.
Yeah, but don't make that choice.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Look at it. It'll be fine.
Another thing that goes along with this is you can take a half day off and surprise your kids, pick them up from school, go have sushi and go to Kendra Scott, get them a little necklace or something. Like, it doesn't have to be these big things. It's like, you don't have to be working every day at 3 o'clock. You can spend time with your kids. Like that sounds crazy. And that's like, for me, I thought that was impossible. And then like a couple months ago, like I pulled up to the school and my girls were like, wait, what? Mom, you're here? Yeah, get in. We're going on a surprise trip to the mall, and you're going to be able to pick something, and then we're going to your favorite sushi spot tonight. And they just were so happy to have that quality time, unexpected. Like, what are the things that you want to do and experience with your family, with your friends, that you think is impossible? Instead of saying, but, say, how?
And that's like such a core memory unlocked for them. They're always going to remember that, Sarah. Like, and you're so good about, one of the things I love about you is you're so good about documenting it and taking a picture like when you're doing it too. And so it anchors that memory. It's something I learned from you. Like,
girls, my girls need to be listening about how wonderful it is that I create, like document the memory with the photo.
It is, because you know they're going to go look back and be like, oh my gosh, remember when?
Yes.
Like, yes.
You had one of those moments on a pretty big trip with your family. Tell us about it, Say.
We did. We took a girls' trip earlier this summer for almost 3 weeks. And I took my mom and sister and Quinn, and I went and did multiple cities in Europe together as a girls' trip. And we did It was really fun to each of your points. You kind of pick, everybody gets to pick something to enjoy on the trip. And so everybody kind of got to pick something. And then we made sure we hit each of at least one thing on everybody's list. So we did Barcelona. We did San Sebastian. We did a small town in France on the way up. That was where Da Vinci actually has a lot of his inventions. We did Paris and then we did London and back out. And it was so special to get to have that time with the four of us, especially, you know, Quinn's going to get older and think we're not as cool. And, you know, so we were still cool at this age and getting to go explore new things together. And it was really awesome and special to get to have that time. You know, we don't always know how much time we're going to get. So making the most of it when you have it is really important. Something else I was thinking of, like for those of us that are entrepreneurs, is parental leave. As an entrepreneur, I think when I see friends have kids that are growing their businesses, whether, you know, whichever side, if you're having the kid or you're the co-parent in the situation, like taking time off to actually be in that newborn phase, you can actually do that and your clients will actually be okay with it. And people are willing to cover you even if you're a solopreneur. Like you have people that are willing to rotate covering you if you ask. You have to ask and you have to think about it ahead of time. That like paternity and maternity leave and like parental leave is possible if you think about it and ask for it early enough in the process.
This goes along with, I was doing an interview yesterday. We have a big leadership position open for our inside sales department, which is a really big department at Empower Home in terms of crucial departments, the heart of our company. And so we were doing an interview yesterday and the guy was telling a story about how he helped build this company. The owner ended up selling it and went off and lived his dreams. And then like 6 months later, he was bored, the previous owner, and then like bought it back basically. And he's telling me this story and I'm thinking, this poor guy just needed a break. Like he thought, like, I just need to sell it. Like I'm done. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Like I just need a long break. And I've been there before where I've taken like, I was working, but I was like half working. Not I was working, but I was like, I needed a break. And like, it doesn't need to necessarily even be maternity or paternity leave. Like you have permission to take a multi-month break from your business to where you come back and you don't just sell everything and have to restart. Like you come back and you're rejuvenated, you're excited, you're happy to be there. Like it's okay to take a break. I know my family, my dad's a pastor and one of our agents used to be a pastor in the Presbytery Church. And they require a sabbatical of their pastors every 10 years, I think it is. And that's so smart. You need sabbaticals. You need longer breaks as the entrepreneur, as the owner. And just know that you have permission to take a break and you'll come back so excited again. So that's another thing.
Say pinged me for one other story specifically about, that we do with our boys. So one of the things to this point exactly is Joshua and I sat down and said, what are all the things that we want our boys to experience or know before they leave our home? And so like, because they're getting older, they're turning, like the youngest is 13, and like we have not limited time with them, but easier to learn some lessons while they're under our roof. And so one of the things that we decided to do was when our kids turned 13, we gave them a challenge specific to them that was going to show them. We didn't tell them this. We just said, you're getting a challenge. It was kind of steeped in Native American culture where you've got this like thing that you get through. And when you get through it, you feel so amazing that you've done it, that you can always look back to that moment in time when things get hard and say, that was a thing that I did. And so you can do that as a parent with your kids. So, you know, we had one of our sons hike 2 days alone on the Appalachian Trail safely. We hired somebody he didn't know to trail him, like don't call Child Protective Services. But, you know, like he did a 2-day hike when he was 13 by himself. And then our next son needed to learn a lesson about staying with something and doing something that you think is impossible. And so he had to train for 6 months to run a half marathon when he turned 13. You know, think about your kids and what are the things that you want them to learn? And don't be afraid to push them just like you push yourself. because they've watched you. They've had the advantage of watching you do some crazy things, possibly. And I want my kids to know that anything is possible, that they can do anything. And they will know it when they feel it and they've done it themselves. And so that's another story.
I love it. And it's to the point of like, wait, you can do that as a parent, right? Like, wait, we could do that. And I think about like the opposite side of that too is like, wait, you can do that as a kid. And like, I think about with my dad's health journey, his final 5 years really required us to give more of ourselves than we realized we were going to have to give. And I think about what a gift this business is that we're in, that we got to do that. And I look back and we made a conscious decision when I could see my dad's health declining and we were dealing with like interviewing memory care facilities and all of those things. We made a conscious decision that I was going to need 30 to 35% of my time. It ended up being 40 at the very end, percent of my time showing up as the daughter that I really wanted to show up as during that time. And Nick was amazing and very conscious with helping to pick up in areas that I had been, you know, leading in. He led in those areas so that I could have the time and the team picked up. And so I could have that time to show up in the way that we wanted to show up. And so I think about too, like Tiffany, you bring up such a good example of like, and Sarah, like as a parent too, like how do we want to show up as leaders, as parents, as kids, as spouses, as whatever it is? How do we want to show up and how do we make the room for that in our space? Because our world doesn't have to look like anybody else's. And we have permission to do that. And especially if we're mindful about it, then it's not a like a rubber band reaction. It's your life and you get to build it the way you want. So I love that story with the boys because it's inspiring me to think about as Quinn turns 13, what, you know, like what do those things look like? So it's awesome.
You both inspire me so much in this area in terms of not just building that big business, but bigger life. And I want to encourage all of our listeners as we close out this episode to really think, what are the things that you've always wanted to do? What are the things that bring you joy? And no matter your circumstance, there is a way to make it happen. So I want to encourage you, make a list of those things. Figure out the how. Don't say, but I can't, and say, this is how I can. And lean in to building that big business and even bigger life, because the bigger life part, that's where the memories are. That's what what your kids, your family, yourself is going to remember, right? I don't remember at all June 2024 in terms of what I did in terms of work. I don't remember. I don't remember what the numbers were. I don't remember how many families we served. I don't remember how many hours I worked. What I remember is being there with surrounded by my best friends and dancing and dancing and dancing and having so much fun. That's what I remember. So don't say I can't, say how can I, and get out there and build that big life. Bye guys, and thanks for joining us this week. Have a great week.
Bye guys.
Bye.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.